We've taken all of your feedback on board and spoken to the Valamorian Alchemists to refine the experience and incentives for this new herb lore activity. Thanks to the over 13,000 of you that filled in the survey, your feedback goes a long way. Without further ado, let's jump straight into it. For those of you that just want a quick summary of changes, let's break that down. We'll be investigating XP rates during balancing with your feedback in mind, as we have been listening to your comments. We'll be reordering the herb component list to reflect herb lore level instead of the grand exchange value. We'll also be adding Torstol onto the list of usable herbs. Gameplay will not be based on UI and will focus on in-world elements. We want to make that very clear. Players will be able to use unfinished potions to get pace now. The herb mill is being renamed to the refiner, and the centrifuge is being renamed to the agitator. All names will be reviewed to give them a more fantasy feel. We're introducing a new potion, the Potion of Goading, with this update. This potion will set aggro on any non-aggressive enemies within a 9x9 area around the player. Aggro cannot be stolen from other players using this potion. The secondary for this potion will only be accessible through the activity, but both the potion and the secondary will be tradable. You'll be able to make this with the required herb lore level, which is yet to be determined, and a yet to be determined existing herb. Potions packs will now scale with your herb lore level, so if you can't make a Saradomin brew, for example, you'll either not get any Saradomin brews or have an extremely rare chance to receive one. You can use secondary straight from the reagents pouch when making potions. The reagents pouch will now function like the herb sack and be able to hold up to 30 of each secondary at once. We will be limiting where you can use this item though. When purchased, the Amulet of Chemistry Imbued will come with some charges but gain more using normal amulets of chemistry. The effect of the skilling outfit has been moved just to the goggles, but the rest of the outfit will still be offered as Fashionscape. The pre-pot device will come with some levels of presets for easy customization. The pre-pot device is also being changed to be tradable. Potion storage will be accessible via the bank thanks to your feedback, and just to clarify, UIMs will not be able to access this storage. In the near future, we'll release a new blog with more details on balancing, gameplay, and reward interaction for your clarity. And the poll questions have been added to the news post. And that's a wrap on the quick summary of changes. If you want the reasons why we've made those changes, then keep listening. Experience and herb value. We saw a lot of discussions around the activity, but it's clear that some of you need XP rates to make an informed decision. While we aren't going to be sharing the experience rates in this news post, we want to make it clear that we've heard you and we're going to be taking that feedback into the balancing stages. This also goes for the breakdown of component values. While we won't be updated in this news post, that list will be corrected to reflect herb lore level unlocks compared to the previous sorting by GE value. Finally, for all the Torstol fans out there, we've added this high tier herb to the roster of components. Because we don't want to rush those balancing changes, the hope is to come back with another news post in the near future to give you some more insight into the activity in terms of gameplay, experience, and interactions with some of the rewards. Gameplay and UI. A lot of the complaints we saw when trying to visualize the activity is that you don't want it to be like Giant's Foundry, as you spend a fair amount of time focused on the progress bar. For clarity, in the actual game, the only visible UI element will be the order list. However, your feedback has prompted us to investigate other methods of communicating this information, such as NPCs shouting out available orders. We want this activity to be about engaging with the world, not focusing on UI. The pacing will also be faster than Giant's Foundry. When it comes to the actual gameplay changes, we saw a ton of people wonder if unfinished potions could be used in this activity. While that wasn't the case initially, we don't think it's a bad idea, so the mill will be renamed to the refiner, and you'll be able to put both herbs and unfinished potions inside to get your paste. On a similar note, we found out from our conversations that the centrifuge needs something else to make things homogenous, so we're renaming the machine to the agitator. We're also going to review the other terminology to make it less grounded in reality. Here comes the Mixomatic 3000. A new challenger approaches. The rest of this update will focus on the rewards from the activity, and before we get onto the old, let's start off with something new. We saw a lot of feedback wondering why no new potion comes from this activity. After all, this is herb lore. So to keep the herb lore theme going strong, we want to offer a new reward, the Potion of Goading. This potion will allow you to set aggro on non-aggressive enemies within a 9x9 of the player using it. This means not only could you re-aggro enemies who've wandered off, but lure in enemies that normally don't pay any attention to you, like the Dust Devils. Please note that you can't use this potion to steal aggro from other players. Needing a yet-to-be-determined unfinished potion as the base, you'll be able to earn a new secondary from this activity that will act as the reagent to create the Potion of Godin. We hope you like the idea of this new potion and the fact that both the potion and secondary will be tradable. Potion Packs. The main concern from this reward was receiving potions you wouldn't otherwise be able to get consistently when using different herbs. As we previously stated, using lie herbs will be the only way to get lie points, and those points can only be spent on lie potion packs. Inside those packs, you will only find potions made from lie-based herbs, with the other packs following the same principles. We're also adding restrictions on what potions can be obtained from packs, dependent on your herb lore level. If you can't make Ceridomin brews, for example, you either not get any or have an extremely rare chance to receive one. Once you've hit that level, the scaling will change and will continue to change until you reach the required level to create all available potions from a pack. Reagents Pouch. Let's start off with some clarification we left out on the original post and follow that up with some exciting changes. First, you'll be able to use the secondaries directly from the pouch when making potions. We're going to be experimenting with the best user flow for this system, which we'll touch on in our follow-up news post for this activity. The main piece of feedback we saw was that this reward should be more in line with the herb sack, which we agree with. So now you'll be able to carry up to 30 of each secondary in the reagents pouch. We do want to make sure this is still balanced, as there's some sneaky use cases of the item that could help you out with more potions, especially when it comes to harder content. So we'll more than likely prevent players from using the pouch in content like the Inferno. Amulet of Chemistry Imbued. We saw some confusion about how this reward will work and definitely saw a preference for one method over the other. We think we can come to a solid middle ground for this item, as you'll be able to purchase the Amulet of Chemistry Imbued as a separate item from the shop. This will come with a decent number of charges, but you will have the ability to add regular Amulets of Chemistry to it for more charges. So you can either keep purchasing multiple Amulets of Chemistry Imbued or bag yourself one and keep it sustained with the standard versions. Skilling Outfit. The idea of skilling outfits has become a hot debate recently, and we've seen plenty of players who don't want to have to wear the full outfit to gain the benefits. Fashionscape is important after all. We're going to move the full effect of the outfit onto just the goggles, but also give you the option to purchase the other pieces of the outfit from the store for the pure drip. We think this has opened a bigger conversation for skilling outfits in general, and we would like to think about that space in the future, in a way that respects both the outfits and your elite fashion sense. Pre-pot device. Okay, let's move on to the biggest rewards of the bunch for our last two feedback points. Like any good concoction, we wanted to make potion chugging feel smooth. To do so, we'll be offering customizable presets for the device. While you like that most of the rewards from this activity are untradeable, this was the one exception, so as a little treat, it will now be tradable on release. Potion storage. Let's finish up with some further information about potion storage. From the survey and the conversations online, it was clear that keeping storage focused on the bank is the way the majority of players feel they wish to interact with this storage solution. While we haven't got the specifics of that system, we want to come back with some updates on the interactions with both this reward and the pre-pot device, as well as refined list and gameplay for the activity itself, so stay tuned. Finally, to quash any concerns for players, Ultimate Irons will not be able to access this storage. That's it for the feedback. We've updated the normal section of the news post to reflect these changes and added the poll questions in so you can see exactly what you're going to be voting on in the upcoming Herb Lore activity poll. Thank you again for all your consistent feedback and interaction. We're super excited to show you more soon.